Welcome to Books on Air, the show that tells the story behind the book. I'm Suzanne Harris, and it's my pleasure to talk to the author about their latest project. We'll tell you where you can find them on social media, and perhaps we'll even give you the opportunity to meet them. Joining me today is Dick Walls, and he's here to talk about his book, Broken Vessel, From Prison to Purpose. Dick, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, it's my pleasure, and this is such a powerful book. I have to say that when I first looked at it and looked at the title, I thought, oh, interesting, and then I began to read it and realized that this is actually autobiographical. What event, person, what made you put this down now? What made you write this book now?
When I was incarcerated, and in the book it tells about when I was incarcerated for something I didn't do, I began to realize the miracle things that were happening to me and favors given to me when no other inmates were getting them. And I thought, this story has to be told so that people out there will know that in spite of tough times, God's still there, he still cares, and he still will carry you through if you will get out of his way and let him do it.
Now, you co-authored this book with your wife, Donna. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, she wrote one chapter. Her chapter is called My Visit with Jesus. And that's powerful. And even though she is gone now, whenever we do a Sunday night service, we usually use her video of her testimony during this time. And it's just powerful, powerful, powerful stuff.
All that you guys went through, that makes it even more powerful to know that she's no longer with us. Would you give our listeners an overview of your story? I know that's asking a lot. I know that's asking a lot.
All of my life, I wanted to be in insurance and finance. And for some reason, when I graduated from high school, I just wasn't ready to go to school, so I didn't. But I did get into insurance when I was 21 because I had to be 21 and licensed. And I spent my whole life in the business. And finally, when I moved to Texas, I got stuck in a bad situation and was out on my own in a new territory and nowhere to go. Nobody knew me, and I was a Yankee in the South. That just does not work well. But we put it all together and created, my son and I and another individual, created a company to do retirement planning for people. And within a year and a half, we were producing over $50 million a year. And because we were so successful, we got calls constantly from people wanting us to help them raise money or increase their company or improve their company, or expand their company or whatever, or even start up their company. And we just got a little bit sideways with a company in Florida that we thought was legitimate. And because I was not licensed for securities, I refused to work with them if their product was going to be considered a security. And I met with their attorney, and he showed me all of the paperwork showing that this company was not dealing with securities, so I took it on. And come to find out, he had lied to me. So 2 years later, I was tried and convicted of securities fraud, which I did not do, and had to spend the better part of 2 years in prison for it.
This had
while
to be,
I was in there.
This had to be a stunning. This had to be a stunning development in your life. You had to, all during that trial, you had to keep thinking to yourself, "I'm innocent. They can't convict me. I didn't do this."
That's true, and my attorney. I make no bones about it. I don't hide the fact that I'm a Christian, that I serve the King. But my attorney, who had nothing to do with Christianity, the day that they convicted me, he laid his head right on the defense table and just cried like a baby. He said, this is so wrong.
Dick.
So wrong. And I had realized in the second day of the trial that something was going on. And in the trial, I was told that I would serve my 4 sentences consecutively, not concurrently. So I was facing 20 years, and the same judge that offered me a plea bargain every day of the trial for 5 days offered me a plea bargain of 3 years, and she'd call it quits. But in order to get that 3-year plea bargain, I had to lie, and I will not lie. My Bible tells me where liars are going, and I want nothing to do with it. So I went through the trial and was convicted, and at the sentencing, it was amazing. She vacated 18 of the 20 years and only gave me 2.
Wow.
This is the same judge that offered, begged me to take 3. So it's, I just sincerely believe that Jeremiah 29:11 says that God has a plan for our lives. And he had a plan. I didn't like the plan at the time. And I enjoyed the success. I enjoyed the money. We all like money. But today I make a whole lot less, and I'm probably working just as hard, but I am much, much happier and much more fulfilled. Every time I do a service and see people's lives touched, it's worth everything. It's worth it all. I don't want to go do it again, but I would if I knew I could come out that way.
I have to ask the question that everyone in our listening audience is thinking to themselves. As a normal, regular person, I cannot, I'm sure, conceive or understand what being in prison must be like. Tell me how you felt while you were serving your sentence.
Lost, given up on. You've heard the term thrown under the bus.
Right.
Even family members just figured if I was in court, I was guilty, and that's not the truth. Desperate, wouldn't talk to anybody except two big guys that came along beside me and saw where I was going, and they reached out to me and literally protected me through the whole thing. They were right there for me every time I turned around if there was an issue. And there are several people in prison that when they get the little Christian boy in there, they love to beat up on him.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody dared touch me because I had 2 huge men that came up beside me, and nobody dared come near me and hurt me. I begin to realize after about 6 months that I was okay. I'm going to be all right, and I'm going to get out of this.
I can't imagine. What was Donna doing during the time that you were serving your sentence in prison?
Well, when I was home on appeal after my trial, I was home for 9 months. And Donna suffered her 4th heart attack. And the doctor told her that she needed her mitral valve replaced, and that's serious stuff. And she said, well, can I go home and think about it? And he said, if you do, just plan your funeral.
Wow.
So we've got to do this. And when they did it, it didn't go well. And the doctor called us the night of the surgery and said she's just not going to make it. We've opened her up 3 times tonight to try to get her heart to beat, and it won't. And so they just put her on a hospital bed with her chest cavity open. And after 3 days, he called me, and he said, I have no idea what's going on. I haven't touched her. But her blood work says she's coming back.
Oh, Dick.
Yeah, wow. And she did. God bless her heart. And when she finally came back, and 5 days later, and she was finally coherent, she said to me, she said, I'm going to tell you something, but I don't want you to tell anybody because so many people think we're nuts because we're doing what we're doing and we lived such a great lifestyle before. And when they hear what I'm going to tell them, what I've got to say anyway, she said, they're going to think, they're going to know we're nuts. And she said, all of this time that I've been gone, She said, I was not sick. I was fully clothed. I was perfectly healthy. And she said, I was walking and talking. And she says, you won't believe who I was talking with. And I said, well, tell me. She said, I have been walking and talking with Jesus all this time. She said, it's marvelous. I know where we're going. She says, honey, it is marvelous. And she just blew me away. And that has become such a great, great testimony of her. And to this day, her video about her testimony speaks. I share with people in a Sunday morning service. I said, you need to come back tonight, because tonight you're going to get a message right straight from heaven.
Wow.
Because that's where she is, and it's powerful. It's powerful. She has touched millions and millions of lives, I swear. It's incredible.
Now, the Broken Vessel Ministry, did it come about as a result of what happened to you and serving your time and what happened to Donna? Was that how this was born?
Well, we both had a call on our lives, and we both received the same call at the same night. She was in Lubbock, Texas, in our home, and I was in a prison cell in Maine, and God gave us both the same directions, exactly, word for word. And we didn't tell anybody about it except her cousin, who is a fine, fine Christian man. He lives in the Atlanta area. And he wrote me a letter when I was incarcerated, and he said, what would you, you know, sharing with me things about the ministry and what things I should do. But he said, if you haven't picked a name for your ministry, what do you think about Broken Vessel Ministries? I have no idea. I had no idea where he got that, but I loved it. I just loved it. And where he got that was God spoke to him and told him all about where we were going and told him not to tell us until he said we were ready to hear it. Because at this time, he said, they're not ready to hear it. It's an amazing story. And everything that he showed Steve has come true big time. Huge, huge, huge. It's incredible what God's done. And it was all about the fact that he said Dick and Donna have been broken. They've been beat on. They've been kicked. He says they've been destroyed. And he says they're innocent and they're my kids. But I'm going to put them back together. And this is how I'm going to do it. And everything he said has come true.
Dick, the story in the book is so powerful, and I know that we have pricked the interest of our listeners. Let's tell them where they can find the book. Now, I always say that I go to Amazon, and I do, because I know how many people use Amazon as a source for their books. So, of course, I went straight to Amazon, and I typed in the title of the book, and I'll give that title again. It's called Broken Vessel, From Prison to Purpose by Dick, D-I-C-K, and Donna, D-O-N-N-A, Walls, W-A-L-L-S. And if they'll just type that in the little book search feature and click on it, the book comes right up, and there's a really, really wonderful excerpt. You really had my attention. I copied this, so I'm going to read this. This is the very first opening sentence of the book. On February 20th, 2003, after my conviction the previous June and losing my appeal, my identity and possessions were taken from me when I surrendered to authorities. When I read that sentence, just chills went up my back. Where else can the listeners find your book?
It can be found. I can't prove this because I've never looked. I've never had to look to buy my book. I have it. But it's supposed to be at Barnes & Noble. They don't usually have it in the store, but they do have it.
It's online.
And also, yes. Also, we have a webpage. It's brokenvesselministries.net. And on that webpage, in addition to information on our ministry, you will see a link where you can go and get the book. And that link is brokenvesselfromprisontopurpose.net, and that is through our publisher. you get it there. Or you can go directly to the publisher at Litfire Publishing and just go online with Litfire Publishing and you'll find them.
Now, you mentioned that you have a website. You also have another website, I believe, for Broken Vessel. Or do you have two websites, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. The ministry website is brokenvesselministries.net. And the book website is brokenvesselfromprisontopurpose.net.
Okay.
And they're both linked to each other.
Now, if they go to the brokenvessel.net, they can find out about the ministry and about the things that you're doing in the ministry. There's information there, right?
Yeah, yes, it's brokenvesselministries.net. Oh,
thank you for correcting me. Now, you're doing Facebook as well.
Yes. I have a Facebook page. It's under Richard Walls. I also have a ministry Facebook page under Broken Vessel Ministries. And anybody that would like to be friends with us on those pages, just get on and send the friend request, and I'll accept it. I don't refuse too many people.
I think your message and your story is so very powerful. If you could look our listeners in the eye and deliver to them a last message about your book, what would you like to say to them, Dick?
I would want them to realize that as they're reading the book, everything in there is 100% real. There is no fiction there. And the real truth is that the real honesty that's in there is the fact that the only way through a tough time like this is to put your faith in God and let him do it. And don't get ahead of him. There were several times that I wanted to do things differently, and I didn't. Yeah. Now, I was trapped a little bit. I was in a prison. But I always followed God's steps, and that he loves us no matter what we've done. And no matter what you've done in the past, he's there to forgive you. He can forgive you and change your life and turn it around. Because he's done it for us. I did nothing wrong, but I had to pay the price of something wrong. But through it all, it was just a matter of holding on to God and don't let go. Just don't let go. Don't quit.
Well, the book is also a featured selection at the Frankfurt Book Fair that was held in Frankfurt, Germany earlier this year. So that tells me that the book has gone international, which I think is very exciting. You must be very pleased about that.
I am very pleased. I never dreamed about writing a book. It's just that I realized in prison, and it's interesting, I wrote the book on the prison computers with their discs and brought it out with me. And they had no idea what I was doing. They just allowed me to go in the computer room and play around. I wasn't playing around like most guys. I was writing a book. And I brought it out with me and then got it published.
Well, your message is so powerful, and I want to thank you so very much for being our guest today on Books on Air.
I appreciate the invitation. Would love to do anything I could along with you folks. Anywhere you'd like me, just call.
Thank you, Dick. Samuel Johnson once said, "A writer begins a book. A reader finishes it." I hope that you'll join me for the next Books on Air, and until then, buy a book, read a book, share a book. And thanks so much for being with us today and for listening.